Welcome back to Rosie on the House, your Saturday morning tradition for over 30 years. But relatively new to the broadcast is this segment in our open line hour. We talk about a weekly home maintenance how-to. And for those of you on our HomesAuto Premium subscriber, it's a digital home app that helps you keep up and maintain your home, castle, or cabin. You've probably already gotten your reminder to change your air filters, and you're already done with that. And you know what air filters to purchase. But for those of you that don't or aren't familiar with it or new to Arizona or Slack and in your home maintenance how-tos, it's a reoccurring thing. You've got to do it monthly. And we've brought the Vice President of Rias Home Performance and Air Conditioning in, Jeff Carmichael. Air filters, air filters, air filters. It's like, you guys probably get as sick and tired of saying that as we get as sick and tired of telling people to super cool.
Yeah, you know, air filters are your number one and only one do-it-yourself heating, ventilation, and air conditioning task as a homeowner.
And we're horrible at it.
We are. I'm horrible at it. I mean, I forget mine just like everybody else does, and I tell people every single day how important it is to get it out and remove it and put a new one in every 30 days, and mine's probably 90 days old right now in my house.
Until I set my digital reminders, I would buy a stack of 12 so that at the end of the year, I get to the end of the year. That stack may last 2 or 3 years.
Right. Yeah, that happens too. So I don't know. However you want to put it in your calendar just so you don't forget it. It's such a crucial part, though, to your heating and air conditioning system's life expectancy. It's just the killer.
Why is that?
Airflow. When you don't replace your filters and you block them up with all the dust and animal hair and kid hair and all that stuff in your home that gets pulled up into that vacuum, once you start restricting air, then you're choking the life out of the air handler or the unit up in the attic or in the closet.
Just wearing it down.
So you're asking all the different components and parts to work 2, 3, 4, 5 times harder than they even need to.
Which is why we don't recommend people buying the electrostatic super allergy free guarantee air filters.
Yep, even the washable ones, those cause a ton of restriction as well, even if you spray them out religiously. We just want the system to breathe properly. And a great way to know if you have too much of a filter or maybe not enough return air grills in the house to get started with, just take a look up. If you can, take a look when you replace your filter. Turn your air conditioning system on, so that helps you put the air filter back in, so you're not playing with the rack and fiddling, you know, around in the
hallway.
It's a third hand, yeah. But the filter itself will bow up, and you can visually see that happening if there's too much restriction. Then you know I've got a problem. So your problem could be I'm using too restrictive of a filter. Or if the return air is just not properly sized for the air conditioning system itself. So maybe that needs to be enlarged. Maybe we need to add more throughout the home. But as long as the goal or the end result is so that system breathes as properly as it should.
Now, nobody likes to have reoccurring costs over and over, and we always try and minimize those. So at what point am I getting too cheap on my air filters, though? Because you can walk down the aisle at any home improvements, True Value, Ace, and your big box stores and see. I mean, I even think, there's probably like Walmarts and Target probably carries, and I haven't been in Target in years, but it seems like they all started carrying filters. You've got a pretty big price range, and it doesn't seem like a big difference from $5 to $2, but man, you add that up over 10 years,
We just recommend
to put something together.
we just recommend what's called a pleated filter. And if you do have, what's the reason, right, for buying a MERV 100 filter, right? They're targeting homeowners with allergies, right? They're targeting to the people with dust and all those issues. If you're trying to prevent dust and allergies and indoor air quality and you think that the filter's the solution, unfortunately, that's not the case. There's something else that can be identified that actually has a solution for those problems inside the home. So we want to address everything properly. Your filter is not the end-all, say-all to air quality, though. So just a standard pleated filter is all we recommend. And then, like I said, if you do have allergies, There's different products and solutions that we offer for, you know, dust and all the other indoor air pollutants that are on the other side of the air conditioning system, not on the return side.
And we will get to the air purifying because there's something I want your help to address. It has to do with UV lights and copper.
Yeah.
If you know, people that have been listening to the program weekly know exactly what I'm talking about, and we'll get back to that. But when we're talking about the return, mm-hmm. you know, obviously every filter has a size on it.
Yeah.
But when you guys do energy audits, one of the I hear you say all the time, they're the wrong sizes. Y'all are resizing the return airs often, mm-hmm. which is where the filter goes.
Mm-hmm. We love to add. So when we can enlarge, we enlarge. But when you start putting and noticing the difference of what a return air filter inside that master bedroom feels like, you will wonder how on earth was this house designed this way, or how did I live and sleep in this bedroom before this was installed?
And you would need a home energy audit to determine if the size that you have existing right now is even the right size.
Yeah. We do what's called a static pressure test. There's a certain amount of air that needs to be delivered into the air conditioning system on the return side, and that's just measured in pressure. So if we're above our limit on the pressure side, then we can actually properly size and design how many additional returns and how big the returns need to be, and you know all the back end data so that we don't cause any bigger issues or add too few or too many. So we know exactly how many the home needs and where they need to go.
And that's not a big intrusive, big ticket item to
upsize your return. Nope. It can be anywhere from a couple hundred to a few hundred dollars, but not a big investment for a huge, huge difference inside the house. Not only comfort-wise, but also on the mechanical side aspect that we were talking about, so the longevity of your air conditioning system. There's just so many benefits to it.
And when you're talking restriction, these air filters we're talking about, they're all 1 inch.
Mm-hmm.
What about these new air conditioning units that are designed to hold like a 5 or 6 inch filters? These things are massive.
Yeah. So that's the filter's designed to withstand that static pressure. You know, so they take that into factor when they build those 4 to 5 inch. We call them a media filter. Some of them are rated at a year. Some of them are rated at 6 months. But that's another excellent product and another kind of way to eliminate forgetting to do your filters every single month. At least you can do them, you know, biannually.
But that would have to come with the new unit. You could never re-engineer an old unit to
We can retrofit
that.
It
you
in.
Can?
Yeah, we can retro. It's a little bit more intrusive if we're just going to retrofit it onto your existing air conditioning system opposed to doing it with the brand new install of the air conditioning system. So, there's pros and cons to everything. So it's just what is the best application specific to your home.
And is that air quality you guys would go and do something like that for?
Air quality, it could be, how easily accessible for filters, right? If you're not comfortable on a ladder and you're not comfortable walking up the ladder and, you know, replacing that filter, that's a daunting task where you have to go find a neighborhood kid to do it so that it prevents that from happening too. So that at that point, you know, we can just swap the filters out for the homeowner during their, you know, biannual maintenance. So then it's really outside of mind that you would never have to think about swapping your filter out.
Great point. Now back to air quality.
Okay.
A couple months ago, new homeowner to Arizona, needs a new air conditioning unit.
Yep.
Air conditioning salesman says, we want you to buy this UV light that goes inside your air conditioning unit to help keep the copper from rusting. And we've had a follow-up that we had an engineer on talking about the difference between copper and metal and rust and corrosion. And I really think she wasn't getting scammed. Most scam artists are smarter than that.
Yeah,
I think
exactly.
It was somebody the first day on his job as a salesman and didn't realize that UV light isn't to protect your copper from rusting.
Right.
It's for your air quality. It's an air purifier.
Yeah, we don't need to assume he had bad intentions. And like you said, your crafty con artists are probably a lot more educated at how they're going to con you out of something. But I think I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt and say maybe it was the first day on the job and he might have had the good intentions, just not understood the products he was selling quite yet.
So, now, are you guys a fan of those UV lights?
We absolutely are. We absolutely are. They're not to prevent rust in copper, but to eliminate all the pollutants inside your home. And I mean, they're outstanding products. Again, we're talking about the cost of something and how much benefit you can get. You know, we have a product that we use. It's called a Remy Halo, and we install them, you know, anywhere from $800 to $900. But when you have severe allergies or severe, you know, air quality problems inside your home, you could spend $200, $300, $400 a year on replacing those little one-bedroom, you know, Home Depot air purifiers. That equipment costs $500, and you have to replace the filter every year, and those are a couple hundred dollars. So those are the things that they don't tell you about. But when you can buy something for $800 that purifies your entire house, and then you don't have to replace the bulb for 2 to 3 years, and the bulb is relatively inexpensive in itself, it's just a home run.
And that'd be a lot better option for somebody that has one of those, you had given the name earlier, but like the electrostatic filters.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, we want to purify the air on the output side, not try to purify the dust and the dog hair. Or there's no winning to that. So you need to purify the output air that actually gets introduced into your home.
And in that case, you wouldn't be facing a situation where you're putting a filter on that is wearing out your unit farther. I mean, the last thing you want to do is only get $10,000 out of a $20,000 unit.
Right.
You know, you want to get $40,000 of use out of that $20,000 unit.
Exactly, exactly. So that's the way we see it as far as air purifying a house and proper filtration.
Change those filters. And do you guys have a place you like to get them? Mine's actually an unusual size, and I have a hard time. I actually have to order them from Rheem.
Yeah. Amazon is really, you know, you can't beat Amazon nowadays. So you can pretty much find any size of filter you want on Amazon and have them delivered. There's also some third-party companies out there that have filter delivery service, things of that nature. At Rheus, we are developing. We're about 60 to 70% fully developed with the filter program for our homeowners. So stay tuned for that. I would say by spring 2019, we'll be able to fully unload that, and we'll be able to talk about those details come spring. But we're going to try to bridge that gap of filter service monthly so we can take that out of the homeowners' hands.
And I said Rheem, but just to clarify, I do have an American Standard in it, but the Rheem, return size,
yeah.
Rheem's the only one that makes that filter.
Yeah.
I don't get that.
Yeah. And again, back to adding a return or upsizing or changing the size, that's relatively inexpensive. So if you just wanted to put a more commonly sized return in for a couple hundred dollars, that would save you on probably having to buy a really expensive odd fit filter.
That's Jeff Carmichael, Rheus Air Conditioning and Home Performance. Thanks for spending your Saturday morning with us. Y'all been a rosy partner going back to the birth of home energy audits, where y'all started and have just grown from there, and your services that you offer and your mission to fulfill, you know, being every Arizona homeowner's best friend.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.